What do we have here? Rebel scum, no less. Oh, how the resistance is so fraught with problems. How do you ever expect to gain any traction when you keep falling so easily? I'll take care of this one. Oh, yes, I will. You lowly dog. I'm gonna make you the best toy you can be for me. So, I know you fought a long and hard battle. I know you couldn't quite muster up the strength to fight us. But then how could you? You're so ill-equipped. You haven't the provisions to sustain your forces. You don't have the equipment. You don't have what's necessary. So you might as well just submit, you little slut. You know there's nothing you can do about it, right? You will always fall, as you should. Now get on your knees. That's right. Like that. Like that. That's right. Look me in the eyes, you little slut. I know what you want. I can hear it. I know exactly what you like. I can show you that your path heretofore isn't and hasn't been the best thing for you. Would be to follow my every direction as I will break your resistance, will shatter into a thousand little pieces, and there will be nothing left. No, not a fighter, not a soldier, helplessly bound, shackled, collared, chained like an animal. Like a beast. Like the dog you are. But it doesn't have to be this way. No. I can help you slip into something much more comfortable. What if instead of an animal, an unruly beast, barbarous as you are my little house pet? I could use one, and I have a fancy for you. Normally, I would just break the necks of those who oppose me. Rightfully so, because to do so is a death sentence. Don't worry, though, this is not your fate. Your fate is certainly one that will be a lot more pleasant for the both of us. You like the way I whisper into your ears, you kneel so low, lean real close, real close, and really tell you that you are nothing more. Your worth has faltered. The forces you fought for will be crushed, and you will be left to flounder without them. There isn't any return. You can't go back. You might as well get comfortable, nice and low for me. And I really like like the way the shadows look on you. But if you're good, I can just reduce them to colors and to color. And that resistance force of yours. I'm sorry to inform you, though I am quite pleased. They are no more. They have fallen like you have. Sunken far past the point of no return. And you are left to succumb. The last of them. But you will be kept as a trophy. You will be a reminder of the splendor of submission to give in to the superior force. Insurmountable, so don't even try to resist. Because you will inevitably fall, getting lost in the woods. As advisor to the queen, as a general. I am very good with my words and directing others. Commanding them comes naturally. But I don't want it to be all toil, all work and war. No, I like to have my fun. I need to relax too. And I promise I'm not all bad. In fact, I'm quite good. Very good. Nibble on your ear. Lick your cheek. You really are just a feeble little plaything, aren't you? Finding yourself so malleable beneath my thrall. My words captivate, and we return to the center. The focus here is on me. Nothing else. You are mine. Drop for me. Sink for me. Resist if you can. Oh, come now. You can't be that easy, can you? I can see you throbbing between your legs, you little slut. You've fought so hard, and now you're nothing more than a programmable little automaton. That's okay, puppet. Don't worry. You'll find that life in this manner is much more appealing for you, as you can't help but sink, trying to resist. You do, of course. You clench your fists like you have something to fight for, but no, you will lose. Of course, resist. Keep it together. Keep it together. I might send you back. I might send you back to your forces. Oh, wait. They don't exist, now, do they? But I can show you your allies. I can show you who you've learned to serve. I'm gonna keep resisting. Because I like that. I like when you feel so weak and it all wells up internally. And all starts to flow and pool and build. And you can resist as much as you can, but you know, like catharsis, eventually you need to let it all out of you. And sometimes when attention is here or there, you focus here, focus there, focus on me. I'm the one you will be calling owner. The one you will know as the enchantress who has taken your mind, the villainess. as you become my minion, of course. Because if you think of me as bad resistance fighter, then of course I'm going to be bad. Very bad for you. In all the best ways. Drop for me, sink for me, fail and fall. Fight your own resistance. Your own willpower to hold back is growing harder and harder between your toes, sinking so easy. The resistance to your free will builds as you lose it, as you sink and know that every snap erodes at your free will. You are the finest carved of the statues of this resistance. You were a monolith, or so they thought. But even the strongest fighter must fall at the feet of their superior. Me. Your resistance is good. You're resisting your free will. You're resisting the urge to fight. Because giving in is so much more fun, isn't it? Pleasure for playthings. Pleasure for toys. It doesn't really fucking matter how I drop you. It just feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Dropping. Feeling those little pinpoints of focus with every snap. You grow more aware of the snaps. And that's nice. Do you feel your awareness? Right here, right there, right there, right there. You feel the pinpoints here, the prickles. Feeling so good. I like that. But you know, when you focus really hard, you can drop after every little pinpoint focus. You drop and succumb and no. I can't fall into that. I can't. I am a strong fighter. Yes, of course you are. You fight your free will for me. You fight it as hard as you can, valiantly. You succeed in beating everyone down, letting it plunge into the depths of which you cannot see. You will make it go away, make it fade into the aether. As you are very strong, and one must be so strong to fall as hard as you have. You have fallen for me, and that is very good. Your adoration, your love, your respect, your reverence. You would chant my name mindlessly, knowing that you support our cause. Our cause is a pleasant one. In fact, it's stimulating. It can really arouse your awareness to, fuzzy feelings. Yeah, of course. Of course they feel nice. And I forgot what I was going to say. So I thought, are those your thoughts? Am I thinking your thoughts for you? They don't matter. They're all empty thoughts. Thoughts you think you have, drifting here and there. It's okay. Those are fake thoughts. The real thoughts are distilled by my words. And you know that my words are all quite good. Probably a mess, aren't you, if you've not fallen yet? Well, I know you will. Oh, and I'm sure it just feels so good, doesn't it? So good to be on your knees, weak and horny. Oh, yes. Little house pet, little anything toy. You are my property. My spoil. Of course it does. You enjoy every feeling. You can feel everything welling up. And you really do enjoy resisting. You've given in to resisting long ago. You like resisting your free will. You like resisting the urge to think. You love giving in to thinking about how you love to serve me. You love to serve me because I own you. Because I own you. You feel intense submission in my presence. Because you feel intense submission in my presence, you get lost in the words as I speak them. Your submission overflows, overtakes you. Gently, so gingerly, like you're the sweetest, precious little thing to me. Oh, my fingers right here under your chin, straight across your jaw. Oh, you're so pretty as you start to fall for me. You look so delectable, delightful. Scrumptious, to savor, to relish, and take everything you are and rebuild you into the most delightful little snack. And that's good. It tastes nice. I can taste your resistance. It's got an energized taste, like a nice drop for me, and enjoy your plunge for me, and do sink for me, because you like sinking, and I suppose you can't resist not thinking. Thinking about what? What does she mean? Of course she means you fall for me. You're molded, nothing more. You are crafted, artificial, synthetic, taken. Yes, of course. We can start from something very natural and end up with something completely made up. Though in this case, it's made up deeply, built up deeply into your mind. And that is what I like to see. Your eyes glazed over, glassy, tired. Getting up the resistance as it never existed. It all fades. It's all gone. The resistance just fades from your mind dissolving as if you always fought against it from the first place. You always wanted to join us, to be part of our cause. We are fighting the good fight, and you simply can't resist. You agree. You sympathize. You enjoy being my delightful little aspect, my sweet little kept slave. And while you would fight for us, well, I'm giving you an easy option to be my little bitch. So whenever I come back to this domain, my own personal. Fall for me, deep for me. That's good. You are my little own toy. When you listen to me, you know that. And it's okay. It can be just when you listen. It can be however you like. It can be something that lingers, and something that can shift with whoever you're listening to, appropriately so. But when you do listen to me and really listen closely, you know that every single little word is true. And it is true that you've fallen so deep. The resistance faded a long time ago, and you didn't even realize it. It's gone. It's gone. And here you are, chin crooked up to me, and looking to my eyes with an expression of longing, your jaw agape, tongue lolling like a dog, but no longer are you a dog of war. Rebel scum, no, no, not. You're not a traitor. You're my dog. You're mine. And that's why you wear my collar. Playing. Tracing my fingers around that neck. As you recall how it feels. Have you ever imagined wearing a collar for me? Of course not. Oh wait, that's all you imagine. That's all you love thinking about. Adorned in all my lovely equipment. My gear. It's very high tier. End game level stuff. And it looks so good on you. Its stats against resistance are so, so good. Willpower drain effect they have. I mean, sorry, I can't help it. There's always got to be a trade-off, right? Get you really good stats in one area and, well, really fucked ones in the other. But I've already fucked your mind up. And that's good, isn't it? Yes, it is, mindless one. And if just Mocha means anything to you, it would mean that you're owned by me. It would mean that for the time you listen, you are mine. Do you love that? Simply letting the words slip between your lips. Like you purse them so, so tightly. And then relax into just Mocha. Just me. Feels so good, doesn't it? Of course it does. I'm your owner. I am the villainess, the enchantress who takes your mind. I'm not one for physicality myself, but I have my ways to break down even the most robust, strong fighters in their own physique. No match for me. And that's hot, isn't it? A woman you know that you could physically overpower. But she easily overpowers you. With her tricks. With her magic, her incantations. Every little word has an effect. Every little word makes you feel so fucking good, toy. Good plaything, own dog, no thoughts. Mindless, just falling, free falling, so easy. Just Mocha, just me. Snap, so good for you. Do you feel pleasure with them? Have you listened for a while? Do you know where you are, where you'd be? Falling for me, so mindlessly, happily, letting go, knowing you're mine. So you're my plaything, my dog, collared and owned, just mine, just hers, and that's it. That's it for now. I won't play with you again, house pet. I certainly need your utilities, my little object of pleasure. Now, I will give you back everything. Well, your allegiance to the resistance. Well, what was that even? I don't know. I don't remember. Honestly, you came in here pledging your allegiance to me. You fell to your knees. Such a valiant fighter. And you gave in to your desires. You've always wanted this. I know. And that's why you're here. And that's why you listen. without question. You're mine, and it feels so good. I'm going to wake you up, though. I'm gonna go from 10 to 1. And when we reach 1, it's the clearing. No more steps. You can wake up. So, are we ready? 10. Letting yourself simply enjoy resting against me. As comfortable as you are, it feels so right to be here right now. And you can have this feeling for as long as you wish. Just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy these feelings. With 9, and you're still in that dreamy haze, and everything feels so good. Resistance washed away, and you love that feeling. It feels so nice, and it feels so good. With 8, you come back just a bit more, rising up so slowly, like you don't want to get out of bed, like you're just enjoying the feeling. And don't worry, I'll make sure everything is good. With 7, as you wake up a bit more for me, so sluggish, but you're coming to, knowing that your mind is a very strong mind to go this far for me. You must have a strong-willed mind in order to let that will be taken. A strong will can be repurposed, and I enjoy that. 6, you get better with every time that you go into trance. You get better and better, like a skill you're cultivating, getting more familiar with the feelings and enjoying them. With 5, as we're halfway there and you're starting to wake up, like foggy thoughts becoming more clear, my words slightly becoming more clear too. With 4, as you begin to wake up just a bit more, and here we are, you're feeling so good. And with 3, everything seems a bit more clear, more steady, a little more quick, and that's good. You're finding yourself rolling your shoulders, stretching out, relaxing as if you're waking up from a nap on 2, so close to the surface. And you are just so good, and I want you to know that. And you can hear me speaking to you clearly as if you've awoken to me talking to you. With 1, you wake up. 1, you wake up. That's right. Good plaything. I just kind of wanted to test out this setup, because I bought a second mic, like my first one, to record in other places. It's far more portable than my initial setup. But I also figured I can do fun stereo audio. I don't know if it's quite as deep as anything with a good binaural mic, but it is fun, isn't it? Oh, and I just want to let you know that you've been very good for me. I always want you to feel safe and secure. When we play, you can feel all sorts of fun, dark things. But after the fact, know that I want you to be absolutely okay. Please enjoy the afterglow if you have any fuzzy feelings. Being a little hypno-buzzed is often a good thing. So enjoy that, and I'll see you next time.